I was talking to a relative of mine the other day who is a very successful business owner, and he was telling me how he just really, it bugs him. He really hates to pay for the service that he uses to email his customers. And ideally, he would just email them from his personal Gmail account and do it that way, even though it's like $9 a month. And I just thought that was so fascinating, so interesting, because I am the exact opposite. Right. If I find a tool or a resource or a person that can help me solve a problem or can help me with what I'm trying to do, and the value that they give me is greater than the price that it's going to cost me, for me, that's going to be a yes every single time. And I was thinking that is very similar to a lot of people in their attitude towards decluttering help. Right? They just think there's just no way I'm going to pay for that. It's a no, and it doesn't really matter how much value they're getting or how much they're saving. They just cannot imagine paying for that kind of help. And I thought that's just so unfortunate. And, you know, but some people are just like that. So that's just what I want to offer to you. Is decluttering help something that you would just never, ever consider paying for? Or is it something that you're all in on paying for because you know that the benefit outweighs the cost? I'd love to hear about it. We're getting ready to open the doors to the core membership, which is our most affordable membership level. And at just about $1 a day, like I can't imagine getting help for any kind of a lower price than that. So make sure that you are on the wait list for that if this is something that you value and want to pay for.